Well, Churchill said that democracy is the worst form of government, except for all the others. Ha! Warts and all, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is the best thing going for bold Book of Concord Lutheranism.
Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, talking about his presentation at the 2026 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
The scriptures are actually true. We confess the ancient Catholic faith. We're the truest of evangelicals. The gospel alone saves. We are not a sect. God's saving acts are still going on in preaching of the word, absolution, baptism, body and blood of Christ, all for forgiveness. From all this comes peace of conscience, joy, and eternal hope. The LCMS is a global force, and I'm going to make the case for it.
You can meet and hear Pastor Matt Harrison making the case for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod at this year's Making the Case Conference, June 12th and 13th, at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner,
confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. I am heartily sorry for
upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith, and to worship the unity and the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith, and defend us from all adversities. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from Acts chapter 2. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with him an oath that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. This is the word of the Lord. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
The text that serves as the foundation for our sermon for today are these well-known words of Jesus in our gospel. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Let us pray. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we give you thanks that you work through your means of grace, the word read and proclaimed, and the sacraments administered. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. That those whom you have called or are training to take their place in this ministry may faithfully give these gifts to your people. And may your people, through the work of your Holy Spirit, faithfully receive these gifts from you. It is in your Son's name that we pray.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we are living in a time, we're living in an age in which there seems to be an ever-increasing lack of faith. You see it in the numbers. Atheism, the belief that there is no God, those numbers haven't changed a lot, the number of people who believe that. But agnosticism, the I don't know and really I couldn't care if there is or is not a God, more and more people are following and falling into that trap. This doubt as to if God exists and his importance, if he does, well, it's something that infects our world, but we should be cautious because it's something that can affect us as well. As we go through the pains, the trials, the hardships, the heartaches of this life, there are plenty of times in which Satan will try to work doubt in us. Even being a pastor does not make you immune to this. There has been, throughout history, plenty of pastors who have lost the faith and resigned because they no longer believe the message that they are proclaiming. Even Jesus' disciples, who had been with him for over 2 years as he ministered to the people, who saw his death, his resurrection, and were now standing at the mount as for his ascension. Even Scripture tells us some of them doubted. And God knew that because of our mortal nature, that we would be tempted with doubt. And so, our triune God works through the means of grace to calm our doubts by pointing to who he is and the work he is doing for us. Our triune God is at work in the word read and proclaimed, which testifies to who God is, that he is one God and three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That we worship the unity in Trinity and Trinity in unity. That all three persons of the Trinity are active for our salvation. Just as all three persons were active in creation, creating everything, so also all three persons of the Trinity are active in salvation. Christ dying on the cross for us. The Father hiding his face, placing on his Son the wrath of the sins of all mankind. Spirit departing at his death. All three persons of the Trinity are active in the resurrection. All three persons of the Trinity are active even to this day in the church. We hear this in God's word, which gives us that certainty of the forgiveness of sins. We hear this in God's word, which gives us the certainty that even in the midst of the doubts that the world will try to raise, even in the midst of the doubts and the hardships, the heartaches that Satan will try to throw at us, God's word rings through the chaos, through the hardship, and says, I am your God. I am your Savior. Trust in me, and I will provide for you. This word then he combines with elements, water and holy baptism, bread and wine in Holy Communion. And here, element and word combined give us that forgiveness of sins again. Give us that grace again to strengthen our faith and to keep us ever in that one true faith. But these means of grace don't just deliver themselves. No, they need men to go out and deliver these gifts to God's people. And so as part of the work of our triune God, he continues to train up men to go and share the means of grace with those to whom he sends them. He called the 12. They left family and friends, job, all the comforts of the life they knew. And for over 2 years, they followed Jesus, learning from him what it would mean, what it means to care for God's people. And then God sent them out. He sent out the 12. The 12 brought in other men to take their place after them. So it is today. God calls and continues to call men to leave their families, leave their homes, leave the comforts that they know, and to come and study for 4 years at the seminary. Not so that they can stay here, so that then they can go out. So that they can go out and share these means of grace with the people whom they will be called to serve. Thanks be to our triune God that he cares so much for us, that he continues to give us his means of grace, and that he continues to send out men to give us those means. May God continue to do this work today and every day, until at last we see our triune God face to face. Amen. Please rise. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the church, that God would open the eyes and ears of his people to see, hear, and trust his merciful deeds of salvation in Christ Jesus, and that he would loose the tongues of his saints to confess his holy name. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation, that God would grant peace, justice, faithful rulers, honest industry, and an honorable way of life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For husbands and wives who are unable to conceive or bear children, that God would grant them strength in their trials to trust solely in him, and that he would, according to his will, grant them a willingness and opportunity to become mothers and fathers through adoption. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who suffer illness or injury, and for all who undergo or recover from surgery, that the God who by his miraculous might opens eyes and ears would grant patience, strength, and restoration of health. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the faithful reception of the life-giving body and blood of Jesus in this holy sacrament, that through this most sacred meal we may find life in him, let us pray to the Lord.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with my spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up.
To the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, who with your only begotten Son and the Spirit are one God, one Lord, in the confession of the only true God. We worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
Now may the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you, steadfast in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.